Europe's new privacy rules are coming, and some small businesses are wondering how to deal with them. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Regular listeners to this program have heard me talk a lot about something called the GDPR. That stands for the General Data Protection Regulation. It's a huge set of European privacy rules designed to give consumers more control over their personal information. The GDPR affects any company that uses data from people in Europe, so businesses everywhere have been preparing for it for months. Big companies have added staff and software and cost, but what about smaller companies and even startups? We turn to our GDPR guru, Jessica Lee. She's a partner with the law firm Loeb & Loeb, and she's advising clients and us on the upcoming regulations. I asked her how much businesses are spending on compliance.
You know, that's tough. I've heard numbers from anywhere from $1 million to $10 million. And, you know, for the big companies, you know, the Googles, Facebooks of the world, you're probably looking into well above that $10 million number. And that cost comes two ways, right? Some of it is with legal advice and some of it is with the technical implementation.
Given those costs, which obviously are, you know, the appropriate order of magnitude smaller, depending on the size of your company. But, you know, so many startups, essentially, and small businesses are predicated on some version of data collection, data analysis, data insights. What are we seeing smaller companies do? How do the responses kind of run the gamut?
You know, I think that small businesses are just trying to do this to scale. I mean, if you think about the Googles of the world, if you have a data subject request, someone wants to have their information, they want to get a copy of it, they want to get it erased, think about the volume of calls or requests that a company like Google could get on any given day. That's massive. They need to automate that. A smaller company might be able to find a more manageable approach in terms of either doing it manually or having some automated response, but that takes place on a smaller scale.
Are you hearing about companies, small businesses who are saying this changes our expansion plan? We're gonna not do business in Europe because it's just too risky right now?
I have, but it depends. Of course, it depends on the business itself and what the value proposition is. There are some companies I talk to and the revenue stream that's coming from the European arm of their business just isn't big enough to make it worthwhile. But some companies have a long-term plan really to expand into Europe. And sort of depending on where they are, it may or may not be worth it to take on the burden or cost of complying with the GDPR.
And then what about companies who are just saying it's a little confusing, we're pretty sure they're going to go after Google and Facebook first? You know, are you hearing about companies who are just deciding not just to ignore it for the moment?
I've heard a little bit of that, but I'm trying to counsel away from that. You know, I think there can be a tiered approach. What we've heard from regulators is that they want to see a good faith effort to comply with the law, particularly if you're a small business owner. I think there's some sympathy for that position. I think that there will be a proportional approach taken to how fines are imposed. And so if you're a small company, if you can say, okay, here's our universe of data, here are the things we think we need to do, here's what's feasible now, and then here's a roadmap for what we can do going forward, that at least gives you some cushion to make an argument that says, you know, we took this seriously.
And then is it fair for some of these companies? You know, the argument from some of these smaller companies has been, look, Facebook and Google and, you know, Microsoft, they've got the money to absorb these compliance costs. And this primarily hurts companies that don't have the resources.
I mean, I definitely understand that complaint. You know, I think another approach is to take a look and see what data do you actually collect? What do you actually need? Can you reduce your risk by either, you know, anonymizing or pseudonymizing the data? Can you encrypt it? Are there steps you can take so that what you're doing is less risky, so that you're not sort of operating at the same risk level that the Googles and Facebooks of the world are operating at?
Have you had any companies come to you in, you know, the last couple of weeks and go, hey, so I heard about this GDPR thing. Seems like a big deal. Can you help me?
You can take by my laugh that might be the case. But there's still things to do.
Jessica Lee is a partner with the law firm Loeb & Loeb. One thing to note, May 25th is the date that Europe will start enforcing the GDPR. Technically, its rules are already in effect. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.